just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
People stared in disbelief.
Exploded in midair.
Cyberbullying.
Eaten alive by giant rats.
Every website, every newscast, every newspaper headline. Bad news is everywhere. Except on the river with Dog and Joe. It's time for Happy News over Sad Music.
Oh, there it is. Haunting. Awful. Awful. Some of the saddest music I've ever heard. Have you ever heard anything sadder?
No, especially not during this time of year. This is just terrible.
Look outside with the cloud cover. It's supposed to rain later today. Just listen to this.
I'd rather not. I'd like to make it through this without crying.
Terrible, terrible music, but the news is happy. You don't have to lean into it. You don't have to grin down on anything. You don't have to bear down. You don't have to do any of that. Just sit back and get happy for the weekend. It's almost Christmas, too.
I love this part.
A UPS driver in New York making his normal rounds, even though they weren't that normal. 'Tis the season. They're extra busy. He's driving around. Cruises up to Buffalo City. He's near an animal shelter. Little pit bull just decides he wants to get on the truck. Jumps on the truck. The driver could not get the dog off the truck. He did not want to leave. Jason Coronado says the pit bull terrier mix made an impression on him that he could not stop thinking about after the dog continued on his route. The dog doesn't want to get off the truck. The guy's like, okay, I'll cruise around, deliver some parcels.
He just jumped up in the truck and sat there with him.
Yeah, he hopped up and he sat there and did not and would not leave. The guy goes to a couple stops. He's like, man, this dog likes this. I guess I'll drive around, I'll deliver some packages, and I'll take him back to the shelter. Nope. Dog doesn't want to get off. No matter what the driver does, the dog is just staying there. 2 days ago, Jason Coronado went back to the shelter, and what he did, he adopted Ernie.
I think you have to.
He made it official.
Yeah.
He said, yep, he's probably my idea of a perfect dog. I wanted to have him go to a good home, and I could not let him go anywhere else. I could have carried him off of my UPS truck, but I could not bear the thought of living without him. We just fell in love as soon as he jumped on that truck, so we kept him and made it official.
Oh, that is fantastic. Here's the thing. I bet you UPS and those guys don't let them keep dogs on there, but you just got to hope or think in your own mind that maybe that dog gets to hang out with him at work.
Yeah, I think
you let him. Ride the truck with him or whatever, you know.
Yeah. And what is that about animals? Because, you know, we just did Thursday yesterday. We go down to Front Street all the time. What would make that dog, and again, this dog came from a shelter, was he just fed up at the shelter? He's like, you know what? I'm hitting the bricks. Today's the day. I'm doing my escape. I've seen this UPS guy come here every week. I'm making a run for it.
He smells. He's got a nice smell. He don't seem like a bad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He knows the guy has wheels. He can get him off campus. Or did he just kind of fall in love with the guy and think, man, that guy that drives that UPS truck looks like he's got a nice home, and I bet he'd want to take care of me if I could jump on his truck and embrace him.
Weird bonds that those dogs once in a while.
Yeah.
Cats will do the same thing. It's just animals in general. The weird little things that makes them stick to one person or another. I don't know.
Here's another one. What were you going
to
say?
I said it had to be something about him, though.
Yeah.
It had to be something about that UPS driver.
And that dog had it in his damn mind. He's like, no, I'm not getting off.
Yep.
You're not getting rid of me. A restaurant dishwasher had saved up for months to buy a car for his family. Saved up. He's washing dishes. He's saving up all this money. He's tired of riding the bus. He's tired of walking. Kia Senegal. He works for Rufino's on the river in Lafayette, Louisiana. Saving up all this money. Doesn't say how much he had or what kind of car he wanted to buy. It just says that he's sick of walking, sick of taking the bus. He's got a wife. He's also got a four-year-old and a four-month-old.
Oh, man, a brand new one.
Yeah. So he needs to take his wife around. They got to get a car. And what he was doing is saving up. He's washing dishes. And then what happens is he gets his car. His car's stolen.
Oh, I thought you were going to say his car got crashed.
No.
Even worse.
He saved up for months to buy this car, not just for him, for the family. He gets the car. The car is stolen. So what's he going to do now? Go back to the bus? Go back to walking? No. He's going to go out and talk to the other managers, the other staff, the other people. And it looks like a lot of people that work at this restaurant. And all the other people said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to pitch in. We're going to take our tips and we're going to take our money and we're going to buy Kia Senegal another car.
They bought him another car?
Yeah, they got him another car. Yeah.
What?
They got him a replacement vehicle. Everybody was 100% on board. It took 3 days, okay, with the people at the restaurant and other customers that go to the restaurant to raise $2,500. Then the people at Don's Wholesale found out about it, and they matched those funds. So they got $2,500 and matched it to get $5,000, and he walked away with a 2015 Chevy Malibu.
Good God!
So it was better than the car that he bought originally.
Wow!
Well, with the exception of it being a Chevy. He did get a newer model car.
Sure, yeah. So that's amazing.
Congratulations. Now this one. Last piece of great news over sad music. Australian woman, okay? 102 years old. 102 years old. Her name's Irene O'Shea.
Mm-hmm.
Over the weekend, she celebrated her 102nd birthday. And every year since she turned 100, she's been skydiving.
Oh, I think I remember this woman. Have you spoken about this lady before?
No, this is a new one.
There's a different one.
This is a new one. This just happened. This year, however, she wanted to be more special. She became the oldest skydiver in the world when she jumped out of that plane at 102 years of age, plunging over 14,000 feet. O'Shea made the dive on Sunday with Jed Smith, the same instructor she's previously jumped with since she's been 100. 136 miles per hour. And if you see this woman, she's 102. You can tell she's got her faculties and wits about her, but her skin and her body, she's 102. She jumps out of that plane, and every inch of her body is wind-tunneled. And she's flapping in the wind, and I mean, she's 102.
Well, we've all felt our grandma's skin. I can't believe it stays on her body.
I know.
I mean, I'm not saying that to be mean. I'm just saying old, you know, your grandma and grandpa's skin becomes like real frail and like tissue paper.
That's called crepey. It gets crepey.
Well, that sounds gross.
Well, that's what they say on the skincare television commercials.
When it gets crepey.
They call it crepey skin.
Wow. She's got some really good collagen.
Yeah, she's still got some left. Like in the years past, the centenarian dedicated her fearless jump to her late daughter, who died of a disease, and O'Shea has since partnered with the M&D Association so she could raise funds for the disease that ultimately took her daughter. And every parent out there knows, you never are supposed to die before your children. So this jump...
Unless you live to 102. Then you're probably going to outlive your kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So she did the jump. Oldest woman ever on record to skydive. She made it, and she's perfectly fine. And she says, you know what? If I make it to 103, load it up again. Posse up. I'm doing it again. And next year. And my wife, she's watching.
Can you get too old to skydive?
No, I don't think so. But my wife's like, oh, my God, look at that. Isn't that amazing? And I'm like, I looked at my wife, and I said, come on. Really? You're 100. Because you know I hate planes. I'd never jump out of a plane, let alone want to fly in one.
Oh, me either.
You live to 100. You're damn right you're going skydiving. What do you have to lose? I mean, honestly.
I mean, you might as well do it all. You might as well just make the rounds. You could do bullfighting and tiger wrestling.
Yeah, shark hunting.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Abalone hunting. All that weird stuff that kills you.
Abalone. Oh, really? Oh, crawdadding? Oh, my God. Yeah, let's go crawdadding. Let's go frog gigging.
Noodling.
Noodling.
Yep.
Yeah. I make it to 100 years old. Here's my promise. I'll jump out of a plane without a parachute.
Oh,
yeah. God. There you go.
Man. And remember, it's happy news. And we hope it happens to you.